USA Radio News.
We haven't really faced a hurricane of this magnitude in as far as history as I can remember. It's going to be a new experience for everybody. I'm hoping and praying that it'll diminish in strength.
The mayor of Maui talking about Hurricane Lane as it weakens to a Category 2 hurricane, although the storm is still headed toward Oahu. Shelters have been set up across the state, and parts of the island could see upwards of 40 inches of rain. Today, President Trump asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to cancel his upcoming trip to North Korea, saying there has not been sufficient progress on the denuclearization talks. Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah explains what denuclearization means to the United States.
When I think of denuclearization, I think of actually removing all nuclear weapons from the peninsula, which of course is North Korea.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Election officials in a Georgia county have scrapped a widely condemned proposal. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
It would have eliminated most of the polling places in a majority black county in Georgia. The elections board, though, saying it's voted against the plan to close 7 of 9 voting locations in that rural county. Officials say an independent consultant had earlier recommended the consolidation as a way to save money, and that the consultant has since been fired. That firm had claimed during public meetings the 7 polling places slated for closure should be closed because they don't comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tom Frieden, former director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, was arrested today in New York City on sex abuse charges. Frieden allegedly grabbed a woman he knew in his home last October. The woman then reported it in July, and now the charges are filed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Senator John McCain will discontinue medical treatment for his brain cancer. That's according to a statement that was released today by his family. McCain was diagnosed last summer, and he did make one final speech on the Senate floor.
Our system doesn't depend on our nobility. It accounts for our imperfections and gives us an order to our individual strivings that has helped make ours the most powerful and prosperous society on earth. It is our responsibility to preserve that. And even when it requires us to do something less satisfying than winning, even when we must give a little to get a little, even when our efforts manage just 3 yards in a cloud of dust while critics on both sides denounce us for timidity, for our failure to triumph. I hope we can again rely on humility, on our need to cooperate, on our dependence on each other, to learn how to trust each other again, and by so doing better, serve the people who elected us. Stop listening to the bombastic loudmouths on the radio and television and the Internet. To hell with them. They don't want anything done for the public good. Our incapacity is their livelihood. Let's trust each other. Let's return to regular order.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.